honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. I am hosting solo today. This is Naturally Savvy. So glad that you are here. We all hear about anti-aging. I'm not crazy about that term, to be honest. Something I like better is age management medicine. And I'm so glad to have Dr. Mickey Barber on the program. Hi, Dr. Barber. I think we're having some technical issues, so I'll talk a little bit more about age management medicine. It's something that I've learned a lot about, and it's really about taking the best care of yourself that you can right now and aging gracefully versus the anti-aging. When I think of the anti-aging, it just seems really negative to me. Like, we're so obsessed about what we look like on the outside, and I'm guilty of this as well. And I think we really need to focus on the inside by eating clean foods, exercising, mindfulness, deep breathing, things that are going to really help you to be the best that you can. Now, part of anti-aging medicine does involve at times doing a lot of blood work so you can figure out are your hormones level, because usually men and women in their middle ages start to notice that their hormones can fluctuate. I know this firsthand. And sometimes bioidenticals are recommended. There's also things you can do like acupuncture and Chinese medicine as well. The foods that you're eating, the way that you're thinking, and also the way that you're thinking about yourself can make a huge difference. So I like to think that I'm not just getting older, but I'm getting better. And it takes work. That's the thing. You know, for me now, if I lift weights, if I do lift weights a few times a week and I do Pilates and I walk, and I notice it takes me longer to build that muscle. But imagine if I wasn't doing anything at all. That would be not a good thing. So if you're out there and you feel like my body's changing and I'm getting older and there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just going to sit on the couch and, you know, get some Doritos or something, just think of little things that you can do. You know, there are things that you can do every day that make a difference. I mentioned some things that you can do, like deep breathing. Meditating is something that I've been trying to do. I'll admit it, I'm not always perfect. Guided meditations tend to be easier for me in my monkey mind. I have that mind that just goes and goes. So I think there are things that we can do. You know, one of the things that Dr. Barber, and I apologize that she isn't here, she is from Senegenics Carolinas. And the one of the things they do there, I mean, they not only take your blood, but they'll go ahead and they look at you overall as a person. They will go ahead and do your, they'll measure your heart rate when you're exercising and do oxygen tests and measure your body fat. And then what they'll do is, actually, perfect. Dr. Barber's here, so she can tell us what they do at Senegenics Carolinas. Hi, Dr. Barber.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you on. I was just describing what my idea of age management medicine is. Why don't you describe yours, and we'll see. Hopefully, I was correct.
All right. Well, so there, you know, people talk about anti-aging, and, you know, I just feel like that's kind of too negative. You know, we want to be proactive and feel empowered. And so what we are about is really managing the aging process. So aging in a healthy, energetic way. And I think about that kind of like a jigsaw puzzle, and there are lots of pieces. Nutrition is one. Supplementing your diet with supplements is two. Exercise, of course, some physical activity. Lifestyle, so getting a good night's sleep, wearing your seatbelt, all that sort of thing. And then for a lot of people, balancing or optimizing hormones. So really, there are lots of pieces, and all of them are important.
Yeah, they really are. So let's walk me through. So I come in, I'm mid-40s, I'm starting to notice some changes due to perimenopause. What do you do with me first?
Well, we want to get a good overall picture, Lisa. You know, what have you been doing right? What could you do better? What's significant about your family's medical history or your medical history? What things concern you? So obviously a good history and physical exam. But then we dig in a lot deeper. We look at about 90 blood tests, looking at, of course, all your different hormones, stress hormones, thyroid hormones in women, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormone, insulin, which is a really important hormone. We look at some early disease risk markers in your blood and urine. And then we evaluate your fitness level, because you can't really write a prescription for exercise if you don't know your starting point. So we measure something called VO2 max or oxygen consumption, and there are different kinds of fitness testing that can be done. But I think that's a missing piece in some medical programs, is kind of figuring out, you know, are you in the bottom third or the middle third or the upper third? So that's an important piece. We look at your body composition, your bone density, hugely important for men and women as we age, percentage of body fat, percentage of lean muscle mass. We look at cognitive function with a cognitive assessment tool, and look at your vascular health. The leading cause of death in this country still is heart disease in men and women, so we want to be proactive about that. So that's kind of the starting point to get a good overview of, you know, where are you from a health perspective right now today?
That's incredible. So once you have all that information, I'm imagining you see pretty incredible results after, I guess each person, it depends how long. It's probably hard to answer like exactly how long it takes to see those changes. But in general, I mean, is it a month? Is it a few months? What have you seen in your practice?
Well, you know, it depends on what your starting point is, of course. You know, people that tend to be in the worst shape, a lot of times we notice the difference a lot more quickly. So it depends. And I always tell patients, you know, it's 30% about us and 70% about you. So, you know, really getting the patient to understand their role is hugely important. So if those pieces all fall into place and we're on the same team, then typically we see some pretty incredible results within the first 2 to 3 months. Sometimes it's quicker than that. Sometimes it's 4 to 5 weeks. Sometimes it's within a week. I've always told patients, you know, the most important medicine we have is the food we put in our mouth. So if that is a factor and we make some big changes, that can happen really quickly.
Do you think there's an ideal diet, like the paleo or the vegan, or do you think it really depends on the person?
Well, I believe it depends on the person, and the qualifier is there's no way that a lot of sugar is good for anybody. So that is a universal issue. And, you know, the American Heart Association and American Academy of Cardiology is now coming out and saying, hey, guess what, guys? It's not really about fat. It's about sugar, which we have really been preaching. So really a low glycemic or a low high sugar diet is pretty much key for everybody. And then fine-tuning within that, you know, vegan for some people may be a great choice. Paleo at some point may be good. Mediterranean diet is really the only diet that's been shown to be preventative for Alzheimer's disease in individuals who have a family history. So it's pretty individualized, with the exception of just staying away from those simple sugars and overprocessed foods.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I tend to eat primarily paleo, and I've been feeling great. I've been doing it for months. And then my birthday was recently, and I had pizza for the first time in, I don't know, 8 or 9 months. And I had tacos, which is the fried corn shell, even though I made the organic grass-fed beef in it. Oh, man, I woke up with what I call a food hangover, and I'm like, okay, that was fun. It was delicious, but I'm back on the wagon because I don't want to feel like that
again. I know the feeling. Yep, I know the feeling. As a matter of fact, it's funny because I had a friend in town for her birthday and ate really badly, ate and drank badly. And today I am doing, and tomorrow and the next day, a juice cleanse. So I totally get it.
Oh, good for you.
Then I'll be back on the usual eating habits after that. So, you know, so like I tell patients, you know, I fall off the wagon just like everybody else. And, you know, the real secret to success is getting back on.
Yeah, and I think the problem is that so many people eat the foods that I described all the time. And that's when you run into trouble. Well, you've been great. Dr. Barbara, it's been so wonderful. You've got to come back. To learn more, go to www.cenogenicscarolinas.com. Follow her at Aging Healthy. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.